Thomas let out a gasping, pained sound. Then I saw him grimace and force himself to relax, to surrender. His body slowly eased away from its fighting tension, and he held up both hands, palms out, and lifted his chin a little higher.
"Okay,"
he rasped.
"Okay, it's okay now."
"Show me your eyes," I said. He did. They were a shade of pale, pale gray, with only flecks of reflective hunger dancing through them. I grunted. "Mouse." Mouse backed off slowly, gradually easing the pressure of his jaws, gently taking his teeth out of Thomas's throat. He took a pair of steps back and then sat down, head lowered to a fighting crouch that kept his own throat covered. He kept facing Thomas, made no sound, and didn't move. It looked odd and eerie on the big dog.
"Can't stay here," Thomas said.
The bite wounds in his throat looked swollen, angry. Their edges were slightly blackened, as if the dog's teeth had been red hot.
"Not with her like that,"
he closed his eyes.
"I didn't mean to. Sorry."
I looked at Molly, who was curled into a fetal position and shaking, still breathing hard. "Get out," I said.
"How will you?"
"Thomas," I said, and my voice was slightly stronger, hot with anger. "You could have hurt Molly. You could have killed her. My only defense is down here babysitting you instead of standing guard. Get out. You're no good to me like this." Mouse let out another warning growl. "I'm sorry," Thomas said again. "I'm sorry." Then he eased around Mouse and departed, his feet making little sound as he went up the stairs. I sat there for a moment, hurting in practically every sense. My entire body tingled with unpleasant pinpricks, as though it had gone to sleep and was only now feeling the return of circulation. The soul fire. I must have pushed too much of it through me. Terror, adrenaline must have kept me rolling for a little while, but after that, I'd collapsed into pure passivity. Terror, on behalf of my brother and Molly, had given me back my voice, my will, but it might not last. It hurt to sit upright. It hurt to breathe. Moving anything hurt, and not moving anything hurt. So, I supposed, I might as well be moving. I tried to get up, but my left leg wasn't having any of it, and I was lucky not to end up on the floor. Without being told, Mouse got up and hurried into my room. I heard some heavy thumping as he rustled around under my bed, which had required him to lift it onto his massive shoulders. He came out a moment later, carrying one of my crutches, left over from injuries past, in his teeth. "Who's a good dog?" I said. He wagged his tail at me and went back for the other one. Once I had them both, I was able to get up and gimp my way over to the kitchen. "Tylenol 3 is good stuff, but it is also illegal stuff to have without a prescription, if you aren't Canadian, so it was currently buried in my godmother's insane garden. I took a big dose of Tylenol the original, since I didn't have my Tylenol 3, or its lesser-known, short-lived cousin, Tylenol 2, the pain strikes back. I realized that I was telling Mouse all of this out loud as I thought it, which had the potential to become awkward if it should become a habit. Once that was done, and I'd drunk a third glass of water, I moved over to Molly and checked her pulse. It was steady. Her breathing had slowed. Her eyes were slightly open and unfocused. I muttered under my breath. The damn girl was going to get herself killed. This was the second time she'd come very close to being fed upon by a vampire, though admittedly the first had been in a vicarious fashion. Still, it couldn't be good for her to be hit with it again. And if Thomas had actually begun to feed on her, there was no telling what it might do to her. "Molly?" I said. Then louder, "Molly?" She drew in a sudden little breath and blinked up at me.
"You're smearing paint all over my rug," I said wearily.
She sat up, looking down at herself and at the green paint smeared all over her. She looked up at me again, dazed.
"What just happened?"
"You soul-gazed Thomas,"
You both lost perspective. He nearly ate you. I poked her with a crutch. Mouse saved you. Get up.
Right, she said. Right.
She stood up very slowly, wincing and rubbing at one wrist.
Is Thomas all right?
Mouse nearly killed him, I said. He's scared, ashamed, half out of his mind with hunger, and gone. I thumped her leg lightly with my crutch.
What were you thinking?
Molly shook her head.
If you'd seen how lonely he was, felt how much pain he was in, how empty he feels, Harry.
She teared up again.
I've never felt anything so horrible in my life, or seen anyone braver.
Apparently, you figured you'd help him out by letting him rip the life out of you. She faced me for a moment, then flushed and looked away.
It doesn't get ripped out. It gets...
She blushed.
I think the only phrase that works is licked away, like licking the frosting off of a cake, or the candy coating off of one of those lollipops.
Except that as soon as you find out how many licks it takes him to get to your creamy center, you're dead, I said, or insane, which is somewhat chilling to consider given the things you can do. So I repeat, I thumped her leg with the tip of my crutch on each word. What were you thinking?